Hello, this is Bob Merritt filling in for Glenn Singer this week. This week we are doing the second message in a series of six called Help, I'm Under Attack. These are six messages that have come to destroy you. This week we will be talking about temptation. Glenn started off by talking about spiritual blessings, which are in the first three chapters of Ephesians. Paul describes the content of the Christian's heavenly quote-unquote bank account, including adoption, acceptance, redemption, forgiveness, wisdom, inheritance, the seal of the Holy Spirit, life, grace, citizenship, in short, every spiritual blessing. He gave us them five questions to consider with our relationship to God. The first question is, what does your relationship with God look like? The second is, do you pursue or avoid a relationship with God? Third, what do you expect or want from a relationship with God? What are you willing to do or give to have a relationship with God? And finally, are you reading the Word of God every day? The second part of this was our spiritual walk, which is in Ephesians chapters 4 through 6. Paul writes about how the Christians learn a spiritual walk, which is rooted in spiritual means. Specifically, the spiritual walk is in Ephesians 5, verses 1 through 17. The next thing was to consider how temptations affect your relationship with God, with your family, and with others. Is temptation affecting your pride or desires of the flesh? Is temptation causing you to settle for less than great? The third of five questions is temptation leading you to do something you should not? Does temptation prevent you from doing something you should? And last, do you fall into the influence of temptation to gain an advantage such as status, power, or money? Finally, we allow our purpose to overshadow temptation by having a clear purpose for living, not by being foolish, but rather by being wise enough to know what the consequences of temptation are. And here Glenn asked us to consider four points. First, what weaknesses do you have that make you vulnerable to temptation? Two, what good and fun things in your life have moved beyond recreation into obsession? Third, when, where, and with whom am I most likely to be tempted? Finally, do you have a purpose group that you meet with to share ideas and to help each other toward achieving their purposes? Well, that was it with what Glenn had provided in the study notes. I'm sorry this is much shorter than the normal podcast, but we're filling in and doing as best as we can. Glenn had provided a video of his talk, and that's what we watched, but we were unable to make an audio. See? We're all messed up, just like everybody else. Thank you again for listening. Have a great day, and God bless.